Third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's no shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like...
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
You're getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no...
So that's all that matters to you?
That's how...
Boy, that's
interesting. Mickey's Dodgers, look.
Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We got two special guests with us today. The Vice President of Serravo Broadcasting, James Serravo. James, welcome to the show. And we got Shane McKenna on.
Hi, everybody.
Karaoke star of Oasis of the Seas. Talking to the mic.
Yeah, I don't know what happens. I don't remember anything from that cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just woke up. I was like, whoa, I'm on a cruise.
Shane is back. Well, that was the first time you ever drank.
No, that was the first time I ever drank heavy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, heavy.
Because the first time we drank on the ship, you had that the Blue Moon.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we went to the clubs, we went to karaoke night, and you were drinking away.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you were drinking, actually?
Yeah, Jameson and ginger ale.
Must be nice.
Well, I'm part Irish, so, I mean... That was kind of the mix, but I need to drink the whiskey.
Well, talk about your experience on your first ever cruise. Did you enjoy it? Would you do it again?
I really want to do that again because it was just like, I don't know. I felt like it's not like you could party out here in New Jersey. But then you got to get in the car and you got to drive, and that's where the party has got to stop.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to
be a little responsible.
Yeah, you got
to
be responsible.
When you were on the cruise, you didn't have to. That's,
yeah, I was you're in the middle of nowhere.
The middle of nowhere, and someone else is, you don't have to drive.
Yeah, you're in the middle of nowhere, so it's like, don't have to worry about driving.
You don't have to worry about being responsible. There's party there. You got activities and stuff planned. Everything. Yeah.
James, tell me about your experience on the Oasis of the Seas. You went on Anthem in February with myself and Hector.
Yeah, it was fun. A bigger ship than Anthem, so there was a lot of different places to go.
The music hall was smaller on Oasis of the Seas, I thought.
Yeah, the music hall I didn't like on Oasis.
Anthem was nicer, in my opinion, when it came to the music hall. But if you think about it, when we were on Anthem, it was music hall almost every night. On Oasis, they had different nightclubs, and they had different, like, they had the one in the ice skating rink.
Yeah. Where? Oh, yeah,
you were gone by then.
I was really gone.
Yeah, you were having a great time. That's where you were
That's
dancing.
That's my prime.
Yeah, you were dancing in the middle of the dance floor. Everybody had cameras out.
You know what's cool with that? Everyone was dancing, and I just took that dance floor, and they had me on the spotlight.
Yeah.
And that was cool with that part. I was like, dang, bro, I actually had it
in me. Can you talk into the mic a little bit?
I actually had it in me to actually, like, do that. I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like once you get drunk, you get dancing superpowers.
And then, remember karaoke night, the last night?
Karaoke Doki?
Yeah, the last night where you made me do a duet.
Yeah, duet. Oh, yeah, I know.
We sang Dancing in the Dark with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
But remember when you were talking to Hannah and Kevin?
Uh-huh.
And I think Diamond? Remember the guy was singing Luther Vandross? He did a phenomenal job.
The guy in the wheelchair?
Yeah, great job.
Yeah.
No, he was in a scooter.
The scooter, yeah, some wheelchair or scooter or something like that.
You don't remember anyway.
Yeah, that was some talent. The people on that ship had some talent.
Well, man. That's not what I'm talking about. You interrupted the guy.
I didn't even realize because I was so freaking hammered.
You don't remember anything.
No.
Anything at all?
No, I do. I saw a lot of people. They had some talent on the ship.
Yeah.
There was a lot
of people. Cruise ship Bob?
Cruise ship. Oh, yeah. He was talented. After he sung that Frank Sinatra song, My Way, everyone started tried to copy him.
Yeah, a lot of people did My Way. James, did you notice that?
Yeah, a couple people did.
Yeah, and like they were trying to like copy him and stuff. So,
all right, let me ask you this question now. Do you remember the songs you sang?
Yeah, Whiskey Glasses by Morgan Whalen.
All right, so you weren't really that gone.
Brandy by Looking Glass.
Correct.
That was actually, whatchamacallit, the Elton John with...
Correct.
Rocket Man. Rocket Man, and then
the duet. Dancing in the Dark.
Yeah. They only had limited selection of songs, so...
And then I did Shivers by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
I did Piano Man.
Okay.
I did I Want It That Way.
Yeah, that way.
Something New by Axwell and Ingrosso.
I feel like the best one I did was when I did the Whiskey Glasses and the...
Brandy was good. Brandy, you did a good
Brandy, job. Brandy, I did really well because it, like, I was like, you know, because, like, we're on a cruise ship. Why don't you sing something about the sea, you know? What the Yeah. Oh, I love Coco K.
Coco K. Let's talk about Coco K right after this quick commercial break. The Doug Survival Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We have much more to get to. We have James Survival. We have Shane McKenna. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. The Doug Survival Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We should have more Dougie's Political Hour episodes coming within the near future. Carolyn will be here later today. Jim will be here later today. Luis may be here later today. So we shall have more Political Hour episodes. We'll be right back.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get by.
Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and, like, do things. You know, like, Donald Trump Jr. Like,
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah. Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. The Monkey Bar and Grill has its free wing buffet every Tuesday from 4 to 7 p.m. You can visit Chef James Monday and Tuesday at the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Hector is there Wednesday through Sunday. So let's talk about Coco K. For me, that was probably the... I love Coco K.
Yeah, that was unreal. And that was so fun, too.
I've been there in February.
Uh-huh.
September. Probably going back there in February. And then going back there in September again.
Yeah, that was like...
Coco K is the spot because it's a private island.
Yeah.
It's their resort. They own it. Royal Caribbean owns it. So that's the best part. The only thing... And James will tell you about this. The only difference with this time around is there were two ships there.
Yes.
When we were there in February, it was just us. So it was more crowded. Right, James?
Yeah. A lot more people.
In February?
This
time around because it had two ships.
Yeah. And that was so cool. I just like meeting the different people, you know, and stuff like that. It was fun. You'd get drinks and everything. They had the pool party and everything.
Yeah. And even though there was more, a lot of people on this ship and at Coco Cay, we ran into the same people every single day.
Yeah, and that was
like... We saw Kevin, we saw Hannah, Casey, Diamond, Jason. Tell us about Jason, because you apparently went to high school with him.
I was like, this guy looks familiar. And it turns out he was in my graduating high school class.
Must be nice.
And we met on the cruise.
In the middle of nowhere.
That's pretty wild, you know. And then he ended up doing a podcast with him from just, I didn't even know him in high school. I just saw him around.
Yeah, but how did you remember him?
I don't know. I just like, hey, you went to Old Bridge around this time? Because my high school was about 900 people.
Yeah.
And I went there. I got to that high school 10th grade year.
Yeah.
So I still didn't know anybody by the end of the time I was there.
Yeah. But
I ended up liking the high school, so.
Well, that's a good thing to like the high school.
High school was great because the high school I went to in Maryland, it sucked.
Oh, so you got to Old Bridge in what, sophomore, junior year?
Sophomore year. So I did my first year of high school at this high school called Perryville.
Yeah.
Maryland. And then we had to move up here in New Jersey. And then I enrolled at Old Bridge High School. I still see my teacher from Old Bridge High School every morning at Wawa.
Oh, nice. They retired and they work at Wawa now?
No. He's going to school, like, to work.
Oh, nice.
And it was just pretty funny. I'm like, hey, I'm working for Costco now, boy, Colonel. Because he was an Air Force Colonel.
Oh, so. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good to hear. So, James, tell me about your experiences between Oasis and Anthem.
Well, like I said before, Oasis was a bigger ship, so there's a lot more people. Yeah, even though there was, like, a lot more people, it didn't feel overcrowded, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we saw the same people all the time.
Yeah.
Like, when we were in the music hall, we saw the same people.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Still don't know the girl's name, but...
Some of the people came from, all over. We had people from Connecticut. They had people
Canada.
From Canada. Toronto, Buffalo. Canada. They had people
come Montreal. From I met some guy from Montreal.
West Virginia. I met a girl that came literally from West Virginia. And so the cool thing with us is...
Tennessee. Blade. Shout out to Blade.
Yeah, Blade, man. So the cool thing with us is we're right by the cruise terminal. So we're just like, yeah, book the trip and go.
Yeah, we live a half hour away. 45
minutes. Actually, some of those people can go to the Florida terminal. Like, they could go to, like, if they're down, like...
Not if they want to, but...
If they want to. So, it's either Florida...
Well, you don't have...
Don't they have a cruise...
Have less days at sea.
Yeah.
Because you go straight there. You go Coco Cay straight there.
Yeah. Don't they have a cruise port in Boston?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a cruise port
in Boston. But I don't think it's Royal.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
Because Hannah and Casey were from Boston.
Yeah,
so they came to Jersey.
Yeah.
Dirty Jersey. I mean, you could tell the water difference compared to Bahamas, Coco Cay. Water's nice and clean over there.
What
come
are we
to
doing
Jersey.
With water in the beaches here. I'm like, really want to know.
Ask the politicians. They'll tell you. Save the climate.
Yeah, they'll tell you about climate change. You guys and your... Oh, yeah. Shane, you shouldn't be driving a truck. That's bad for the environment, Shane.
Look at the
rich people driving, flying around their private jets. Look at
the Bahamas. When people are driving the Bahamas, it was clean.
Yeah.
Because politicians ruined this country.
No, rich people say, oh, you shouldn't be driving that, but then they drive, fly private jets.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like Obama.
Climate change.
Carl's probably listening to this, and he's probably laughing. So, James, tell me about that walk to the Bahamas. Last time on Anthem, it took like 40 minutes.
Yeah, that was a very quick walk. I thought it was going to take...
Oh, yeah, the Bahamas were...
Let James talk. Never interrupt my guest on this show, first of all.
We went in February. It took forever to get to the beach. Yet when it was just us three, we were there like that in like less than 10 minutes. And then when we got back on the ship, I saw looking at it from our room, it was a very short distance when you think about it compared to last time.
And I had to direct Shane because you were walking randomly. You were walking.
Yeah, I know.
You were walking in a random spot. Yeah, and I'm like, Shane, you got to be careful here.
Yeah, this ain't Bermuda
where it's nice and clean.
I had one of the guys was yelling at me.
Yeah, they probably wanted to sell you something.
So I was like trying to walk away and ignore him. So.
Yeah, so you got to be careful. Come on. I had to teach you things.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we have much more to get to. The Doug Schrauber Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We have vlogs. We have Dougie's Political Hour. The Doug Schrauber Show. Dougie and the boys every Thursday at 3:15 p.m. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, our vice president is going to talk to us about what's coming up within Schrauber Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on, because that's not what Rogers said. Rogers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So
well,
I
look at that water behind me, James.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
They're like,
it's more than just Joe Biden though. Like, it's just like people even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way for us to gather some.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why did Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things you can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Schrauber Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We got Shane McKenna and we got James Schrauber. So, James, tell me about Schrauber Broadcasting and the work that they've been doing. You know, people probably wonder, what's the Doug Schrauber Show? What's the difference between the Doug Schrauber Show and Dougie's Political Hour? Dougie and the boys.
Well, really, it's just reaching a different audience with different topics, from sports to politics, from traveling. So we just want to bring different contexts from within those areas.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, the Doug Schrauber Show is the whole thing. Schrauber Broadcasting, the Doug Schrauber Show, that's the whole picture. Dougie and the Boys, which airs every Thursday, it's a live show. It's live. So you could call up. You could send us questions. It's with Dougie and the Boys, myself, Dave, Jimmy, and Jonathan. That's where we strictly talk sports, and we have our agenda of what we're going to talk about. Then you have Dougie's Political Hour, which is strictly politics.
Yeah.
Jimmy's been on there. Dan's been on there. Carolyn's been on there. She walked out, of course, on Jimmy. Like this episode right now with you, Shane, is the Doug Schrauber Show. because it varies. Could talk about whatever. Like, we had Jason Gilbert on talking about his music career.
He had a music career, he did?
Yeah, he's a singer.
Oh, okay.
You were too hammered anyway to realize. So, that's that. So, like, we could have a guest on to talk about sports. It's still the Doug Survival Show. But Dougie and the Boys is specifically sports.
Yeah.
So, like, it's still the same. Like, right now.
Yeah, like, I don't know too much about sports.
Like, it's still season 7 of the Doug Survival Show. But Dougie and the Boys is in season 2.
Yeah.
So, it's still the same show. Still the same season. But each episode varies on the topic. So, rather than people be like, I'm watching the Doug Survival Show, but they're talking politics today. I thought they were talking sports. No, each show has each thing.
Where did you start this, Doug? This journey?
2018 at Broadcasting School. The podcast was airing on messenradio.com every Wednesday from 3 to 4 or 3 to 5. Then we took a break.
You started this in like 2018?
Yeah.
All right.
Took like a 2-year break. Then COVID happened, so you had nothing. 2020, Andrew Brehm comes up to me, and I call him the creator of the Doug Survival Show.
Oh, the Andrew we know?
Yeah, he's the creator of the show. And people would be like, how? He came up to me with the idea of saying, let's do Instagram Lives, let's give people, because everything was reopening. And I guess he thought it was be a fun, cool idea to give people updates on COVID. Oh, barbershops are opening today, blah, 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 blah. You know, hair salons are opening. Oh, you can go to a restaurant, but you can't stand at the dining room at the bar. So we did that, and it took off from there. Oh, that's how it started, thanks to Andrew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
You wouldn't have known that he was the creator of the show.
The creator, and he gave you the idea.
Yeah, he gave me the idea to really go back to it, and I had fun doing it, and I really enjoyed it. So that's when I'm going all in with it.
Yeah, like... I was watching... Like,
talking to the mic?
I was watching interviews when Mr. Beast started his YouTube journey. He said his verse videos, they sucked.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, you're just going to give...
And we started with video. We started with video, but James will know. So we recorded it on my iPhone.
Yeah.
And James will record it, and I put together highlights of videos, like a 10-minute clip. Now we're doing lives on YouTube. They're on Apple Podcast. And I was going to do strictly sports.
Yeah.
And then Carl was like, I only listen to podcasts that's going to help my life. You know, politics, news, this and that. He knows about sports, but he's not going to listen to someone that don't really impact his life. Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl doesn't impact his life.
Correct.
But Joe Biden raising taxes and giving money to foreign countries is going to impact our lives. So that's where he really digs deep into these podcasts.
Correct.
So that's where I got the idea to go back to politics and try and adventure into whatever it leads me to. I could be a political analyst. I could be a sports host. Who knows? But I'm going to be in the media. That's what I want.
And
so can I finish my point? Yeah. Never interrupt me on my show, first of all. This is my show. So we do that. I started a political hour, and then that's when I got Jimmy to come on, you know, talk about how at least he got a job, talk about whatever he wants to talk about, get Carolyn to walk out. So Dougie's political hour has been great too.
I gotta speak.
Yeah, you could speak. you asked me a question and then you interrupt me. So
And then I get inspiration from the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, this is his mic.
Well,
that's the mic I got, the Shure mic.
He talk about travels and stuff on some people that would go onto his show.
Yeah.
And talk about all sorts of different like ventures they went on to and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would talk about people that went into like, I don't know, just any, like they went into like some sort of adventure and stuff on there.
Yeah, like his varies. He'll have like a sports guest on, maybe he'll have politicians on, celebrities, athletes.
Yeah, he'll have all different kinds of people.
We have Gizmo returning. Gizmo, how are you, buddy?
Giz.
Gizmo wants to make a guest on the show again.
He better not give me bad luck.
He might.
He might.
The black hat, bad luck, they call it. Look at him.
Yeah.
He gets nervous sometimes.
Doug, I think you give Gizmo more bad luck than you do, than he gives you bad luck.
No. Shane's superstitious.
Yeah, I am.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll have our final thoughts segment. We'll be right back. If I can find this quick commercial.
Third string is in preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done. Okay. I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
I'm getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no.
So that's all that matters.
That's how.
Wait, that's.
Mickey's Dodgers. Ryan. Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
The Super Bowl. Hector, that no, little, that little hold on, hold on, hold on. Listen. Hold on, because that's not what Rogers said. Rogers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So well,
look at that water behind me, James.
Jesus says in the scripture, they need to live their experience of their life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We got Shane McKenna and James Serravo. Shane, finish the show with some final thoughts, or maybe a karaoke song you like to do.
No more karaoke. Not today, man. Not on the podcast.
You should. Sing Brandy for us. Sing I Want It That Way. Let's hear it.
No, I don't want it that way.
I want it that way. Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. James, you got any final thoughts?
Well, since we were talking about cruising in the future, I'm hoping to go on a cruise to Iceland, hopefully.
Yeah, do they have ones?
Yeah, they do.
Do you want to do that?
We'll see. Got to have the money for that first.
Yeah, it's a lot more expensive than going,
and then you got to take a flight coming back.
Why?
Because it's the transatlantic.
It's a one way.
Yeah, it's cruise. A one way.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Or they have one. I saw you could fly there, and then you come back to New York.
So yeah, it all varies on what you got, but that's what I got. Royal Caribbean, baby. It must be nice. So Shane, you're not going to finish the show with a karaoke song?
No.
James, what about you? Let's hear some Ed Sheeran.
No, not today.
All right. So we're going to finish this show on the count of three. One, two, three. Must be nice. All right. We'll see you guys next time. The Doug Survival Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, every episode is brought to you by our good friends, Nicole and Dave, Go Sports. You could find Dave for all your sports information. Number one sports fan in the world. Not really.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave, Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.